Hey, this is Craig Campbell.
Hey, Craig!
Is it the Craig Campbell?
That's also my email address.
Craig Campbell?
Yeah.
So, funny story. Last week, we were giving away tickets to see Easton Corbin and Craig Campbell at the Peoria Civic Center on Friday, November 13th. And on Friday, I must have forgotten to tag Craig on Twitter. So we get this reply, this real sad reply, saying, hey, guys, you can tag me too if you want, which it was a total mistake because I tagged you all week long except for Friday. And we just felt horrible that we forgot to tag you.
Don't you know Friday was the day he was reading it?
Yeah.
No, I saw all of them. You know, I've been keeping up because especially just I got several shows with Easton coming up, and that's one of them. We're pretty fired up about it. But, yeah, I saw where, you know, Easton was tagged and then I wasn't tagged. I thought, well, that's mean.
She's fake.
I know. I felt horrible. So we got a hold of him. We said, you know what? Call us Monday. We'd love to apologize to you in person. I got to say, though, what is with Craig Campbell TV? That's your Twitter handle. Was Craig Campbell already taken?
Yeah, Craig Campbell was taken. And it's just my website is craigcampbell.tv. So when we were looking for domains for my website, TV was available. Craigcampbell.com was not. .net was not available. The guy that had craigcampbell.com, or still has it, he's a lawyer up in New Jersey.
What?
Perfect. A lawyer's got it, but not one of the bigger country acts in the United States. How about that?
Well, I've asked him. We've contacted him and tried to get the website.
Try to buy it?
He's wanting a crazy amount of money. He's being a butthole.
Well, he found out. He found out who you are, rising on the charts, and he knows he can get something from you.
Little does he know, I don't care because most of these days people Google it anyways, and I'm the first Craig Campbell that pops up, so he can kiss my butt.
In your face!
There you go. You know, and that does bring up this question, Craig. Now, are you one of the very few artists that know everything that's on your Wiki page?
I have no idea what's on my Wikipedia page other than my birthday, and here's why. One night I was trying to get into a bar, and I didn't have my license with me, so I pulled up my Wikipedia page and showed him. I was like, look, this is my birthday. Yeah, he says, dude, I've never had anybody do that, so you can go in.
From the age of 10 to 18, it says you played piano in your mother's church. Is that true?
I started out very, very elementary on the piano, but it's such a small church and such a small country church that the selections that we had as far as piano players were nil. At an early age, but I wasn't playing great. But the way they looked at it, they said, we can either have some piano or no piano.
Oh, no piano.
So I tried to take lessons a couple of times, and they were all about it and paying for it and all that stuff. But lessons didn't work. I just taught myself and eventually got good enough to cover the whole services. And
oh, great.
When I started out, yeah, there were three songs we sang every service, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and then I'd eventually add one here and there.
So it was good, but it wasn't sister act, too.
Exactly.
Well, since then, he's moved on to bigger and better things.
You seem to have embraced social media pretty well. I mean, you post videos of yourself in the shower, so you know how to get people's attention. Are you? He knows what I'm talking about.
Here we go.
Do you love everything about social media, or are there parts of it that you're like, you know, I could really do without this?
I love the idea of the fans being able to stay connected, and me and as also me staying connected to my fans. I love that part about it. There's a part of it that it's almost like a job where they crunch these numbers and they say, hey, you need to post this many times during the week. You need to post at this time of the day, and you need to post about these things.
I feel like we have the same bosses.
We have the same bosses, yes.
But luckily, you know, most of the interaction, I'd say 98% of the interaction on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, it's me. I have the occasional help from my team.
Sometimes that's the only way a fan really gets to connect with you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, fans, too, they use it. And I'm thankful for it. They like, hey, we're coming to the show, such and such. We'd love to meet you.
Craig, has there ever been anybody that bashed you on social media after a show and you went, all right, I got to clear this up?
No, nobody's ever really been negative towards a show. I've posted some things before where, you know, how Facebook and all that goes. People will say whatever they want to say because they know they don't have to see you face to face. But I posted a picture of my little girl. She came through the living room. She said, "Daddy, can I take this box into my room and play in it?" And I said, "Yeah, baby." About 30 minutes later, it was quiet, and I was like, "Well, what's going on?" So I walked into her room, and she had drugged that box up to the top bunk, fell asleep in it. So, you know, to me, that's one of the sweetest things I'd ever seen. About an hour later, I went back and to just kind of see if anybody had said anything, and I noticed that the comments were astronomical, like a whole bunch of them. I was like, "Well, what's going on?" A pair of scissors at the end of the bed that I didn't see, but somebody saw them, and made a comment, and so then it started this big whirlwind.
Oh, gosh.
I'm a terrible dad to be leaving scissors near my baby's bed, and if they, you know, all this stuff. But I did respond. I said, "Listen, if your 4 or 5 year old child needs to know how to use a pair of scissors, let me know, because Kenny will show them."
Way to go, Craig.
Oh, that's awesome. And have they not seen you? I mean, you post photos of yourself painting her nails and doing her nails. I mean, come on. You're an amazing daddy.
So people want to talk about things that they know nothing about, mm-hmm. because they know they'll never have to answer to you face to face.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The cool thing, though, is my fans, really, they handled it for me.
Yeah, that's sometimes what happens. Does she realize what daddy does? Does she know that you're a rock star?
Well, rock star, maybe. No. And the funny thing is they think all parents do what I do.
Oh, no kidding. That's great.
Yeah, my little girls, they ask their friends, "Well, does your daddy have a bus, too?"
Oh, yeah.
Every daddy plays guitar. Every daddy writes songs.
Craig, what country artist right now is out there that you would actually pay to go watch their show, or you would just absolutely love to be on their tour with them?
Well, I will say that, you know, this past weekend I did a show in San Bernardino, California, and then we were done soon enough that Luke Bryan was an hour away, so we all hopped in the car and headed over there. And me and Luke, we go way back. You know, I used to play piano for Luke.
Oh, cool.
So when I got there, he was doing his meet and greet, and I had his tour manager put me in the meet and greet line, and so we got it on film. He was doing the automatic, you know, sticking his hand out, wanting to shake my hand, and then all of a sudden he recognized or realized it was me.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, but man, you know, he's so good at what he does, and his fans are awesome, and you know, just I'd love to tour with him. I mean, it's a great show, and just a bunch of good guys out there on the road with him, and I feel like we'd have a lot of fun. And so definitely Luke would be at the top of that list.
Awesome. Great. Well, we know that you're on tour with a real great guy right now, too. His name is Easton Corbin, and we got a chance to see you guys. It's going to be one big party. I just get the feeling.
Oh, it is, man. We're gonna have a lot of fun. We're going to I'll have a piano bar on stage with me. We're gonna have some moonshine to pass around. I've known Easton for a long time, and I love his traditional style. And
tell us about some of your new music lately.
Well, I signed a new record deal with Broken Bow last December, and we've been working on a new album released tomorrow tonight back in June. And so, yeah, it's a cool song. It's, for me, I've never sang about anything like that, as far as, you know, being that cocky in the song. You know, I could change a girl's future all in one night out.
You can get all the concert details and more on how to buy your tickets to see Craig Campbell online at WBWN.com. Craig, thank you so much for stalking our Twitter page and calling us and getting up a little bit early this morning.
You're very welcome.